Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. European Union and South American bloc Mercosur sign major deal to create one of world's biggest free trade zones. US President Donald Trump announces 10% import tariff on goods from 8 European countries, citing their opposition to US control of Greenland. NASA moves new moon rocket to launch pad for first crewed lunar flight in over 50 years. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and New Zealand to be played in Indore this afternoon. And now the news in detail. The European Union and the South American bloc Mercosur have signed a long-delayed free trade agreement in Asunción, Paraguay, creating one of the world's largest trade zones. The deal will cut more than 90% of tariffs between the EU and Mercosur countries, including Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay. However, some reductions will be phased in over 10 to 15 years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called the agreement a geopolitical victory, saying it will boost exports, growth and jobs for both regions.
We are creating the largest free trade zone in the world. We are creating a market of 700 million people and a GDP of almost 20% of the global GDP is being traded here. This is phenomenal. And this agreement sends a very strong message to the world. We choose fair trade over tariffs. And above all, we intend to deliver real and tangible benefits to our people and our businesses.
The deal covers all 27 EU member states through Austria, France, Hungary, Ireland, and Poland opposed it. It now requires approval from the European Parliament and ratification by the Mercosur countries. US President Donald Trump has announced a 10% import tariff on goods from 8 European countries starting in February, citing their opposition to US control of Greenland. In a social media post, Trump said the tariff would take effect in February and apply to Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands and Finland. He added that the levy would be raised to 25% from 1st of June if no agreement is reached on what he described as the complete and total purchase of Greenland by the USA. European leaders have condemned US President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs over Greenland. In a joint statement, European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen warned the move could undermine relations and risk a dangerous downward spiral. They stressed that territorial integrity and sovereignty are fundamental principles of international law and pledged full solidarity with Denmark and Greenland. They added that the EU is coordinating a joint response to defend international law. Other European leaders joined the criticism. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the tariffs were completely wrong, stressing Greenland's future is for its people and Denmark to decide.
The future of Greenland is for Greenland and the Kingdom of Denmark, and for Greenland and the Kingdom of Denmark only. And we're very clear about that. Denmark is a very close ally of the UK, both in Europe and in NATO, and it's very important that we stand by our ally.
The 17th Dosti trilateral exercise by the Indian Coast Guard, Sri Lanka Coast Guard and Maldives National Defence Forces began at Male in Maldives yesterday. The harbour phase of the Dosti exercise is currently underway, featuring collaborative MARPOL exercises and joint VBSS drills, live demonstrations of pollution response equipment, tabletop exercises and cross-boarding. SOPs were undertaken to augment interoperability and camaraderie. Various minority communities in Bangladesh gathered in front of the National Press Club in Dhaka yesterday, demanding immediate government action to stop rising violence, anarchy and discrimination across the country. The protest rally was organized by the Bangladesh Minority Lawyers Unity Alliance. Senior lawyers, minority leaders and representatives of several organizations attended the demonstration and expressed solidarity. Speakers urged the chief advisor to take urgent steps to restore the rule of law. In Bangladesh, editors and media leaders have stressed that independent journalism remains the only institution capable of telling governments the truth, warning that attacks on the media threaten democracy and fundamental freedom. Speaking at the Media Convention 2026 in Dhaka, the Daily Star editor Mehfooz Anam said governments often remain surrounded by praise from party members, bureaucracy and intelligence agencies, while only the independent journalism exposes corruption, policy failures and public discontent. He said a government that genuinely believes in free and liberal journalism ultimately benefits the most. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. NASA has moved its powerful New Moon rocket to the launch pad as it prepares for the first crewed lunar fly-around in more than 50 years. The 322-foot Space Launch System rocket slowly rolled out of the Kennedy Space Center, a trip that took most of the day. This mission will carry four astronauts around the moon and back on a 10-day journey, possibly launching as early as February. Earlier technical problems delayed this mission for years. While the astronauts will not land on the moon, this flight is a key step towards future lunar landings planned later in the Artemis program. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for an end to Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's 37-year-old rule. Trump told an American news outlet that it's time to look for new leadership in Iran, following weeks of protests against the Islamic Republic. He said that Iran's leadership relies on repression and violence to run the country. He blamed Khamenei for complete destruction of the country and for using unprecedented levels of violence. Meanwhile, Iran has returned to a tense calm following a severe crackdown on protests that erupted on 28th of December over the country's struggling economy. In Austria, five off-piste skiers have died in two avalanches in the Alps following heavy snowfall. Rescue officials said an avalanche struck a group of seven skiers in the Ponago area near Salzburg yesterday, killing four and seriously injuring one. Earlier in the day, a female skier was buried by an avalanche in open alpine terrain in the same area. Meanwhile, in Switzerland, a German man was killed in an avalanche and four others were injured while cross-country skiing on Friday. In Serbia, thousands of people rallied in Novi Sad as university students announced a new phase of protests against President Aleksandar Vučić. Protesters accused the government of widespread corruption, which they say also led to a deadly train station collapse in November 2024 that killed 16 people. The U.S. forces carried out a third round of retaliatory airstrikes in Syria, killing an al-Qaeda-linked leader connected to a deadly attack on Americans last month. According to the U.S. Central Command, the strike took place in northwest Syria. The target was Bilal Hassan al-Jassim, who had direct ties to the ISIS gunman responsible for the 13 December ambush in Palmyra, Syria. In men's cricket, hosts India will take on New Zealand in the decisive third and final ODI of the series at the Holkar Stadium in Indore today. The match is set to start at 1:30 p.m. Indian time. The series is currently tied at 1-1, with India winning the opening match and New Zealand bouncing back to win the second. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 18 runs in a rain-hit Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe last night. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. European Union and South American bloc Mercosur sign major deal to create one of world's biggest free trade zones. US President Donald Trump announces 10% import tariff on goods from eight European countries, citing their opposition to U.S. control of Greenland. NASA moves New Moon rocket to launch pad for first crewed lunar flight in over 50 years. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and New Zealand to be played in Indore this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.